Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this Good Friday. The hymn that we're going to sing right after my message here is Beneath the Cross of Jesus. And the final stanza says this: Upon the cross of Jesus, my eye at times can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me. And from my contrite heart, with tears, two wonders I confess: the wonder of his glorious love and my unworthiness. The wonder of his glorious love and my unworthiness. Today's message is going to be, at the start, sort of a picture sermon, because I'm going to use some drawings that Henry Wendt, who was the author and beginner of the Bible study Crossways, created this, I think, compelling story that explains through pictures what Jesus accomplished on Calvary. You see, all that was lost at Eden is gained at Calvary. So this, there it is. This is a symbol that Harry Wentz uses for God, the Creator. Because God is eternal, the circle, and his power, his majesty, his glory goes out every direction. And so that is the symbol for God in his drawings. God created the heavens and the earth and everything that exists. And that's what this shows here. The stars, the moon, and the crown of his creation, human beings, male and female, in his image. And because of that creation, we read in Genesis 2 that they had fellowship with God, that the human beings, the man and the woman, Adam and Eve, are delighting in their relationship with God. And you can see that relationship represented by those solid red lines from one to another, because it goes to one to the other, and also from their relationship with God. But then we know what happened. The woman bit the fruit, tempted by the serpent. The man bit the fruit, tempted by the woman. And their relationship with God, instead of being a line flowing in union with God, that line representing a circle turning back on themselves is sin. That's sin. And the result of sin, as you can see in the corner, is death. But as I said, all that was gained, I guess, let's see, all that was lost at Eden is regained at Calvary. When Jesus came on the scene, he was, as we know, the Son of God, and he showed the human beings his perfect relationship with God, and he became the reconciler for them, to show them and point them from their sin back to God. And then when he died on the cross, you can see the sins of the people were literally placed upon the cross, so that in Jesus' death is no longer the end, but the gateway to eternal life. So you can see his sin is forgiven. The cross has achieved its purpose. The Holy Spirit is given in the form of the dove. The relationship with God is restored, although not perfect as it was in the Garden of Eden, but it is restored. And instead of death, death is seen as a gateway, that's a gateway to eternal life. And this is just a foretaste of heaven, when our relationship with God will be fully restored and will be received into his glorious kingdom. Now, I know that's a kind of a quick little word play or image play on what Good Friday is, but I think it really fits, Because really, all that is lost at Eden is regained at Calvary. And what was lost or what's gained? Well, our sins are forgiven. And instead of work being a toil, which was the curse of the garden, we work now to glorify God. And our work is seen as a blessing. The brokenness between people is restored, and true forgiveness is possible. So it isn't just that we are stuck in our sin or in outside of relationship with others. We are restored in our relationship with others because forgiveness is not only possible, but understandable. And finally, our relationship with God is restored. That's what Jesus came to do, is to build the bridge back to God for us. And grace is given because Christ's blood is the atonement of the final sacrifice. You know, grace was given in the garden too, because when Adam and Eve sinned, what did God do for them? He didn't say, just run around in fig leaves. He clothed them with skins. And those skins had to come from somewhere. They came from animals who has blood had to be shed in order for them to be covered, their nakedness covered. But finally, grace is given at the cross in Calvary because Christ's blood is the atonement for the final sacrifice. So these pictures, although helpful, sort of keep the crucifixion a little bit distant from us because it's kind of all maybe more in our head than in our hearts. But I think Paul writes in such a wonderful way how we can understand this concept and to the point that this is more than just something that happened, but something that happened very near to humanity, which is means to every one of us. Let's read this quote together. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I love that God shows his love for us while we were still sinners. I think that's the image of Jesus on the cross and showing his love is beautifully portrayed in Luke's gospel as well as in John, as we'll read today, where the two criminals are led away with Jesus and placed on the cross, one on his right and one on his left, and Jesus says these words, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. That's love. That is an amazing, wondrous love. The glory of his wondrous love. It goes on that says they cast lot for his clothing, and they mocked him on the cross. And they told him, if you're the king of the Jews, save yourself. And the criminals hanging there even started to mock him, saying, if you're the Christ, why don't you save yourself and us? But then the one criminal says, but we're receiving what we were due because of our crimes. He has done nothing wrong. And he said to Jesus, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Again, the love of Christ shown to a sinner, shown to a criminal, is this. When Jesus answers, truly I say you today, you will be with me in paradise. For me, that little interaction between the criminals, between Jesus saying, I forgive them, Father, they don't know what they're doing, is the portrayal of his wondrous love the love that goes beyond measure, beyond what any of us could ever, ever achieve, so that we can know the wonder of his glorious love. So today, as you hear the story again, try to listen not only with your mind and your ears, but listen with your heart. Allow this scene to unfold in your mind as this story is reread. Allow the words of the songs that are sung between the readings speak also to your heart, so this divine drama can capture you deeply, that Christ did all this for the sake of you and me. Truly, this is the wonder of his glorious love and my unworthiness. Amen.